Come on, come on, everybody. 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 Come on, come on, everybody.
It's another edition of the Derek Shapiro Show here on www.derekshapiroshow.com. Lose yourself with the Derek Shapiro Show. That's the new saying over here. And today we have a great show, okay? Just a great show. Just like last time, we have another person from Channel 12, okay, come up on the show because the camera's going to be here pretty soon. And it's going to be Walt Bateau from Channel 12. He does a series and nominated 2 years in a row Emmy Award for the Street Stories. So they're going to do a thing on us, okay? The Derek Shapiro Show and A&B crew with Rola and Jay Rhythm, the producer of the show. And by the way, Jay Rhythm, how are you? Doing good?
Excellent.
That's great. And I want to introduce my new co-host, okay? Now, he was a guest that came up right before meteorologist Tony Petracca. And he's Mondo, Mr. Famous.
What's going on, guys?
Yes.
This is Mondo in the building, the new co-host of the Derek Shapiro Show at TheDerekShapiroShow.com.
Yeah. How's it feel to be co-hosting with me?
It's great. I like this kind of stuff. Yes. This is me. I feel at home, you know?
You feel at home? Well, you should be at home. We are at home. We're in Jay Rhythm's basement,
that's
you know?
That's right.
That was shown on Channel 12, you know, back on July 4th. No, August 4th, I'm sorry. I don't even know where we are. I have so many things on my mind, you know. It was shown on August 4th and August 5th, okay, on WPRI Channel 12. And but the cameras are here, so this is taped, you know, this is being taped, so, you know, of course. So, yeah, we have that. We have the A&B crew. They have a new mixtape out called The Solution, Ambitious Records. And we have Rebel coming up. And Ms. Rebel has a new album called, what's his new album called?
Rebellion.
Yes, or Rebellion.
Rebellion.
Yes.
Well, you know what? I think it should be both.
Yes.
Because that's what you do.
Yes. But before we get to
you
Rebel.
You are a nation. Yeah. Rebellion.
Yes.
But, you know, keep what you want, keep it.
Well, before we get to Rebel, I want to say two things, okay? We have a contest, okay? I mentioned last time, if you win this contest, okay, the... let's see. Let's do the 100th emailer, okay? That emails me on the Derek Shapiro Show at yahoo.com. Okay, gets a $25 gift certificate to Slip Disc in Johnston, okay? Plus, they get a $25 gift certificate to a nice restaurant in Rhode Island. And, well, I'm sorry? Yes, no, but you've been on the Derek Shapiro Show, Rebel. But anyway, that's Rebel. But I'm going to get to him in a second. But here's the thing. If you can answer these questions, episode number one, whose name did I sing, okay? Episode number two, Rebel was on that one. Episode number two, Rebel was on this one too. The second contest we did, okay? Episode number three, what character did Rola think that was corny, okay? Rola has been my co-host for that, but she's going to be on here today. I'm going to be interviewing. Number four, who did we talk about getting married, okay? We talked about two famous people getting married, okay? Actually, it was one famous person, but we don't know the other person's name. And then episode number five, what song by Hootie did I play, okay? Okay, Hootie and Blowfish, by the way. So if you can answer me that, okay? Now, first of all, before we get into Rebel interview, I just want to tell you who I met yesterday quickly. I gave the flyer to, he's doing a movie in Providence called Underdog, and it's by Jim Belushi. I went up to him, and I think I keep my name as the stalker, you know, Providence, you know, right? Right, Mondo?
Providence Most Wanted.
Yes, I'm going to be Providence Most Wanted stalker, you know? I gave the fly to the Derek Shapiro Show to Jim Belushi. I shook his hand. And all the A&B crew, you know, of players, you know? So. Yeah, he looked at me suspicious, I think, you know? That's Roland back when she's going to be for her interview. But we have Rebel. Rebel.
Yes.
Welcome to the back to the Derek Shapiro Show.
Yeah. Yes. I'm a rebel.
You took a few shows off.
Did you make me take them off?
Yeah. Since episode number two.
Check that out. Phone's calling Mr. Famous, but guess what? Right now, the Derek Shapiro Show is more important than who's calling me.
Thank you. Whoa, that is nice. Thank you, Mondo.
Because who knows, like, that could be an agent, and I'm saying, you know what? Right now, I'm on a show, so
yes.
He can wait.
Tell me, Rebel. Tell me about this new album that's out. It's been out since for 3 months already.
Yeah.
And it's called America's Son, right? No, it's called Rebellion. But you're America's Son.
Yeah, I guess.
Yes. So why do you think you're America's Son?
America's Son means, like, I am what I am. This is what product made me. I am what you made me. I'm America's Son. I'm all the oppression rolled up into one. I'm all the poverty. I'm all for the common people. I'm all for the injustice. Anything you see as America, I'm just brought up into one. I'm just reporting it. I'm doing the things that other people are scared to do to report. You know, I can't do the bling and the flash and all that. Gotta do me. I gotta be me.
You, I like the American bread. Everyone has a piece of it, right?
Yeah, exactly. Yep. I'm not, I'm America's Son, but I'm not really patriotic about it. You understand what I'm saying?
Now, is there any truth of the title of Rebellion, okay? Is there any truth? Are you a rebellious person?
Oh, well, I was born that way. I'm going to die that way.
Really?
If heaven doesn't have a rebellious side, I'm thinking I might have to go to hell.
What's the most rebellious thing you ever did?
I don't think we should put this on the air right now. Cops might come with.
Oh, you want to plead the fifth? Right?
Yeah, I really got one alone.
Okay, all right. Real. All right.
Nothing up here, so I've been up here. My nose been clean. But, you know, back
the
home.
Cops not here. They ain't going
to see this. Wilmington police might be looking for me.
Now, I'll tell you, this new song that was released, Lockdown. Okay?
Yeah.
Any truth into that ever?
Oh, yeah. Me and Steph, we went in. They got out. Went into. They got locked down. Steph was there.
Yeah.
Which is rolling for the audience, excuse me. Yeah.
Yeah,
and we just went into the studio.
Yeah,
rhythm had a beat.
Yeah,
we wrote a song about it. Like the hit, here it go. Next thing you know, it's a hit, man. Now, but it's everything. See?
Now, how did you feel? How did you feel when Meteorologist Tony Petracca introduced that song?
I felt honored because I watch him on the weather every night. I always want to know what the weather going to be like, so I check out Petracca. Yeah. You know?
And he knows that you're big. You are big, and Rolla's big. You know what I'm saying? So actually,
AMB's big. Our crew's big, man.
Mindo's
big.
I want to play that song again on the Derek Shapiro Show, okay, of you and Rolla. But before we get to that song, I just want to ask you one more question, okay? Now, what age have you been rapping from?
I used to DJ when I was younger. I started DJing like 6 to like about like 22. But I've always wrote. But I was always like, you know, at the time when I was coming out, I thought it was like more like respected MCs and artists at the time. So, you know, everybody had their own style. Everybody was doing real stuff. Mm-hmm. So I just always stayed quiet, but I was admirers of them. But I was always DJ. Mm-hmm. And I think the DJ, you know, because my uncles like were, you know, they never made a million, never got signed anything. But to me, they would always be the greatest next to like few people like I do admire. Because if it wasn't for them, they took like a time of a 6-year-old being underneath them. Much like Rhythm does with his niece and nephews. You know, I wouldn't be here right now, regardless of age and how much time but I didn't really start like, I always did spoken word. I'm a poet before anything else. I like to be, I love poetry, so I'm a poet. So
sure.
When you hear like my lyrics, it's more like poetry.
Okay. So we're going to hear that song, but I'm not going to introduce this song, okay?
Yeah.
You know who is? I'm going to save it for Tony Petracca, who did it last time. He's always going to introduce this song, okay?
Yeah.
Okay?
You do.
He's going to do this song. Tony Petracca is going to do this Lockdown.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Here on the Derek Shapiro Show.
Uh-huh.
All right.
This is called Lockdown by Rebel. And it's featuring an up-and-coming and soon to be extremely famous.
P.M. Popo at my door with a woman for child support, cuffed and escorted to an unmarked wire. On the ride downtown, the sheriff runs my BCI. It confirms that I got another warrant and some fines. It appears they found a way to keep me in the system, but I'm not a criminal. The institution's a $1 billion industry. Most of the niggas locked down are just fools of circumstance that got caught up trying to survive in a land that has no mercy. Got down to the courthouse, thrown into a cell to await trial. Thank God I was high, cause if not that I would have lost my mind. Talking to the niggas from the cells across the way, hearing each man tell his own war story. The pigs call for me, so I'm on cage, cuffed again, escorted to the upper levels to await my fate. One judge lets me skate, the other sets bail, and they sell my ass away into the ACI. I'm stuck broke tagged with the number blues and a perverted CEO telling me to spread my ass cheeks. thrown into a cell with about 30 others awaiting their fate. I'm trying to stay strong, but I'm dying in the inside. I don't belong here, I got dreams and stages. Plus I'm missing my kids and women. When did it all get so complicated? I contemplate as I lay my bunk and wish of a way out. Gotta get out of this place, man. The walls are closing in on me. The CEO keeps looking at me funny, trying to provoke the fuck out of me till I lash out and screw myself. When you in those Cali blues, we're all niggas without rights. Most times we don't know our rights, so we let them beat the gray, shackled, cuffed and rough. Thrown into a bus to the penal system, all because I can't pay a fine. Man. In my mind like Papa Roach, but these OGs scream, don't let the time do you, you do the time. I tried, but this mental prism is worse than this physical one. Ever since Columbus, all we known is enslavement or imprisonment. Indians speaking, nigga need to unify, cause they don't give a fuck about us, never have, never will. So I grown a will to kill.
Hey, what's going on? This is Mondo, the new co-host of the Derek Shapiro Show at DerekShapiroShow.com, of course. And I want you and everyone else to lose yourself with the Derek Shapiro Show. That's what it's all about. Take your imagination wild and lose yourself. By the way, if you want to contact Derek, 401-432-7337. And you can email him at TheDerekShapiroShow@Yahoo.com. Braider, etc. Get your hair done. Nails, your cornrows, anything you want. You want to get the hookup on your hairstyle? You call them up, 401-523-9981. And they're located at 716 Atwells Avenue, Providence, Rhode Island. Braider, etc. They'll make your night happen.
Moving on up to Three Ring Dry Cleaners at 141/143 Valley Street in Providence, Rhode Island. Their phone number is 401-331-4059. They do dry cleaning, laundry services, tailoring, alterations, and tux rental. So go see my friend Wally, without George Jefferson though, at Three Ring Dry Cleaners at 141/143 Valley Street in Providence, Rhode Island today. We're back here on the Derek Shapiro Show after commercial and after playing Rebel and Roller's song, Lockdown.
Lockdown. Yes.
And we're getting with my co-host, Mondo.
Hey, what's Mondo. Going on? Once again, this is Mondo, Derek Shapiro Show, yes. DerekShapiroShow.com, representing 2006, doing it big.
Mondo.
It's only getting bigger every year.
Yes, it is.
Mondo.
Yes,
it is. That's what it's all about.
Yes. And we have a guest again, Rebel. And what question do you have Howdy. For Rebel now?
I had a question before. You're talking about how all these years, it all, you know, was a build-up when you started way back when you were a child and stuff. I just wanted to know around that time, who was like, you know, your biggest influence as far as who was out there making it in the business? Because everyone has, yeah, you know, yeah, you know, everyone yeah, sits back and everyone listens yeah, to that tape, yeah, you know, tapes back yeah, then, 8-tracks. Yeah.
It's exactly that.
So, you know, like, when you were in your room yeah, doing your thing, yeah, in your mind, you know, who was yeah, the one that was in your mind?
Ooh, that's
KRS-One. I played that Criminal-Minded album, huh? Forwards, backwards. Yeah, really? Every sideways single word, you know, by it pop like Biggie said on that Juicy.
Yeah, yeah.
KRS-One, Rakim.
Really?
De La Soul, Tribe Called Quest.
All right, all
right. Africa Band Body, anything they did. The Grandmaster Flash and Furious Five.
Oh, yeah. Were,
okay.
Goodness. Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde.
Wow.
Soul Sonic Force.
But just that whole era, right?
Yeah, just you know.
That whole movement.
Just everything. Public Enemy, exactly. Chuck okay, D, yeah, forget about it, man. X-Clan at the time, a little bit of. But also in that same aspect, I liked a lot of rock at that time. I always thought rock was more underground.
So such you know, as?
I used to listen to like a lot of Sting, man, but the Police back in the day.
Sting, Hossie, I would never guess that about you.
Like a lot of Queen. Really? You know? Yeah, I loved Queen. Queen was like, to me, was like that Under Pressure. Not the one, doom, 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 not Vanilla Ice, but Under Pressure with Queen and Bowie. Forget about under it. Pressure. Like them a lot. I was into Devo a lot, if believe it or not.
Yeah.
Yeah, I liked a lot of Nirvana.
There you go. See, that's why I asked that question, because you know, everyone always has an answer that just is like, yeah, wow, that was it.
R&B wise, the time was like a lot of Phyllis Hyman, a lot of Shelly Murdock, a lot of Anita Baker.
So do a lot of your influences come from the people you grew up to listen to? Do a lot of influences come into your music today?
Yeah, I try to incorporate it. See, my thing is like I write. People think it's crazy, but I write more or less to rock and more or less because like it's more free to write to that. So can't put me in a box or a category. So tell me the truth. What's up?
Tell me the truth. Do you ever write to from who do you both of your parents?
You know that
yeah,
coming,
only
right?
The trees. I wrote to only the trees one time. Saw her standing there.
Yeah, see. Oh, thank you. Thank you. Yes, represent. Okay. Now I have a question. Now, you have two children, right? How old are your children?
5 and 7.
Okay, of course, Noah and George.
And then
we had on the show.
I have four. You know, one's back home, he's 10, and my daughter, she should be...
Now, do you have a corporate...
2 years, 18.
I'm sorry.
My daughter, 2 more years, she'll be 18, you know, so...
18, damn.
18, wow.
Yeah.
I got a question, how old are you?
34, man.
34? See, I think it'd be like 27 or something.
Yes,
like
everybody
that.
Thinks, yeah. So, you know, time is ticking for me, but, you know, it's like... Music's good, it's good, you know, it's just a matter of time. Everybody always got to take their shots and whatnot, but I think right now, you know, I don't call myself the best, so I'm mad humble and stuff with it, but, like, I'm... one of the best on the underground probably seen along with this team right here. Yeah. And it's like it's only a moment in time and a time and space. You know, anybody looks at me, sees in my eyes that I'm something. Yeah. Just like I look at you, Mondo, you're something.
Thank you.
Rhythm and Roller and Doctor here, we're all something. So, that's all I do is surround myself with real players on the team.
That's cool.
You know what I mean? You're only as good as the players you place yourself around. So that's why I look at it as it's always a team effort, man.
And tell me this new song, I Want to Kiss You, featuring, of course, the producer of the Derek Shapiro Show and the producer of the album. J Rhythm.
That was all his idea. He came up with the idea. He had like the first, I think it was like a 16 riff. Like, was the first 16?
Yeah, like
and he came up with the hook. And he came up with the hook. And it was my honor. He let me run with it. The next thing I know, we was putting it on my album. It's basically Rhythm's like song. I mean, he came up with it. And he came up with it. I want to hold you, kiss you, tell you. And then we just ran with it.
That
he was feeling something.
Track.
It
That's
was just in the spare of the moment.
Banging.
The spare of the moment.
All right. Well, here it is. And You want to introduce this one?
What is this one called?
I Want to Kiss You.
This one is called I Want to Kiss You.
Featuring J Rhythm. Rebel and J Rhythm. Here on the Derek Shapiro Show.
J Rhythm and B.
This is the one right here. B. Back in the building. Yo. Kiss you. I wanna hold you, wanna tell you that I love you. What would you have me do? I wanna kiss you. I wanna hold you, wanna tell you that I love you. What would you have kiss me do? You. I wanna hold you, wanna tell you that I love you. What would you have me do? I wanna kiss you. I wanna hold you, wanna tell you that I love you. There's so many things I wanna say, but I don't wanna look like a fool. I don't know how to act when around you, but thoughts when they do go, but wondering they fantasize about you. Do you think of me like I think of you? Come on, baby, we belong together. And baby girl, fight it all you want, you can't deny it. You don't love him, you love me. It's just you're comfortable with the whole situation like it's home sweet home. But chemistry's comments and dislikes keeps us in need of a fix like Ray in the 50s. Yeah, this music's soul and mind. If I can't do what the soul wants, I wanna kiss you. I wanna hold you, wanna tell you that I love you. What would you have me do?
I wanna kiss you. I wanna hold you, wanna tell you that I love you. What would you
kiss you? I wanna hold you, wanna tell you that I love you. What would you have me do?
I wanna kiss you. I wanna hold you, wanna tell you that I love you. What would you have me
do? Right now, what I wanna do is be your one and only, make you forget and leave your significant other. I think the universe of you, but I don't wanna sabotage, cling on, or chase away a bond which comes naturally. This whole parting is killing me, and I don't wanna hurt her. And worse, I'm already too unstable to invite new pains and madness to ride. The closer I try to get, the further she pushes me away. More is cold, me sending me smoke signals, cause what you want, I'm not comprehending. So don't leave me this way, even though I will survive. But my world without you and your love will mentally scar me.
I wanna kiss you. I wanna hold you, wanna tell you that I love you. What would you have me do? I wanna kiss you. I wanna hold you, wanna tell you that I love you. I wanna hold you, wanna tell you that I love you. What would you have me do?
You kiss you.
Let me slide on the tongue. Let me
me hear. No run around God, no need to ask why, when, what, where, who to make you cry. Know that I'm at bat only for you. Matter of fact, we have an unwritten pact and I ain't no class act. They only act fast as I've been in class with superior stats. Go ahead, check the track record, God got an act to be better. We attach, so we supposed to be together. Unlatched, detached, nah, the only two we leave this earth. But that's our true birth, but baby, first things first. Ain't gonna hit you with hurt, Jay likes the way you wear that skirt. And you don't know your worth, one in a million you are. The other one I'm feeling, by far, a true calling, dog. Yes, I'm falling, a sensation I don't remember having ever. And it seems like you've been waiting forever. But this is my heat, let the rhythm move your feet. Come on. As I sound a bit tribal, speaking from the pit of my stomach, where I think my heart's in. You know that empty feeling like you swallowed butterflies, mixed them in a pot like soup. Call it soup for the soul, know why. When you catch crazy feelings, a sensation that takes your whole being to another place, another world. That world is this girl's face, a whole aura got you caught up. I can't ignore her, would like to explore her body, get deep into her mind and spirit. Is a pain, what my boy don't want, tell him. My game, this pinky don't get, don't wait, just call my name. But I know that I cannot let go, 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 go.
I'm about your boy, yeah.
I wanna kiss you, I wanna hold you, wanna tell you that I love you. What would you have me do?
I wanna kiss you, I wanna hold you, wanna tell you that I love you. What would you have me do?
I wanna hold you, wanna tell you that I love you. What would you have me do?
I wanna kiss you, I wanna hold you, wanna tell you that I love you. What would you have me do?
Girl, stop playing. Yo,
caught up.
Call you never home. I can't eat, I don't even sleep. I leave messages, my dome. Yeah. It's just going crazy. Come on, you gotta tell me something. Either you wanna be
right
with
now,
me, or either you don't. You just driving me crazy.
Can't focus.
I wanna kiss you. I wanna hold you and
always
tell you that
focus.
I love you.
You know,
but you gotta tell me what you want
trying
me to
do.
Come on, why are you playing?
Punk roller, you know what I'm saying?
What
gotta get back
to
focus, so I gotta know.
What would you have me do, boo?
What would you have me do?
All I wanna do
one
is
more.
Just kiss and hold you, tell you that I love you. But what would you have me do?
AMB family.
Oh man.
What would you have me do? Ambitious records.
Another one.
This is Derek Shapiro, president of Reality Resource Music Management. To advertise with the Derek Shapiro Show or to buy the new Solution mixtape by Ambitious Records, contact me at 401-432-7337 or 401-944-1743 or contact me at realityresourcemusicmanagement@yahoo.com. Offer never expires. Best nutrition, value for your dollar, buy smart. For good taste and great nutrition, these foods are your best bargain. Oranges, bananas, peas, cabbage, tomatoes, zucchini, onions, mixed vegetables, celery, spinach, 100% OJ, carrots. Need help with meal planning? Call 1-877-FOOD-URI. The food stamp program provides nutrition assistance to people with low income. It can help you buy nutritious foods for a better diet. To find out more, contact your local food stamp office. The institution is an equal opportunity provider and employer, sponsored by the University of Rhode Island, and Lose Yourself with the Derek Shapiro Show, www.derekshapiroshow.com. We are back here on the Derek Shapiro Show, and we still have the Rebel over here, the MC, and we still have Jay Rhythm, the producer, and we have Rola back on the Derek Shapiro Show. Rola! Yes.
Rola.
And my co-host Mondo is still here.
What's going on, guys?
Yes. Before I get to the questions, I just want to say something. This is where the Derek Shapiro started, okay? At Jay Rhythm's mother's house, okay? My mother-in-law's house, and over Rebel's house, okay?
Yeah.
So this is going back to the roots of the Derek Shapiro Show. I just want to say it's a privilege to have all of you three back here, okay? Of course.
AMB crew.
Your boy.
Thank you.
Of course, who's missing is Jay Punk, of course, and Evrock.
Shout out to Jay Punk, Rola.
Evrock,
yeah. Logan, Rebel, everybody, Mondo,
John Blaze.
John Blaze, you got a spot when you
Mondo
get out.
Music, yes. Check it out, babies.
Yes.
Yeah.
And now this new Ambitious Records mixtape called The Solution.
Solution. Now, what is the solution,
yeah,
huh?
Well, you know, like, it's basically based on, like, everybody wants to sound like everybody. Like, they see somebody else doing so. Like, for instance, they see somebody with a pair of white Air Forces. Yep. I got to get those, too.
Yep,
You know what I'm saying? It's something like that. So it's basically a thing, like, yo, like, I'm not trying to, like, say, you know, we're better than every other, you know, like, person that's doing this.
But are you? Do you think?
Doing this thing out here. You know, but I'm just saying, yo, like, somebody, there has to be a solution to the problem. You know what I'm saying? And we're just being us, basically. So that's why I call it the solution. You know what I'm saying? Just letting everybody know, it's like, yo, do you.
Exactly. So
it's be yourself.
All bums. All bums.
Yes.
All competition. They step up, they get knocked out. That's all.
Yeah. And going back to what you said about being the best, I'm going to be honest. We are the best. And I know there's some other, you know, labels or other crews that feel the same way about themselves. Like, they say they're the best and stuff like that, which is all fine and dandy. You know, if somebody comes up to me and says, you know, we're the best, I'm not going to hate on that and be whatever. I think my people's the best, you know what I'm saying? But, you know, the name speaks for itself, you know. I got people coming up to me I don't even know. Like, yo, you're that producer and stuff like that, you know. So, big things are happening.
You're getting famous now, huh?
Yeah.
Yes.
Trying to.
I see.
Shout out
flyers.
To my mama.
Yeah. Yes. I see all the flyers out. All the flyers of the Ambitious Records out. You know, saying that the solution's out right now. You know, on the streets.
Yep.
You know, a lot of people know about it. Now, tell me, a lot of people want to know J Rhythm. You know, where does the your producing style comes from? How do you incorporate all your, you know. Tell me about it.
My producing style comes from Kanye West. No, I'm just kidding. So it's 100%. It's 100% from God. That's talent. You know, like, a lot of people, you can pick up. You know, saying like anybody and their mother on every block. You know, every city is trying to do. You know, produce or rap. Anybody can pick it up and stuff like that. But you know, it does take a great amount of patience and skill and talent. You know what I'm saying? You have to have a talent for it, but. Mine comes 100% from God, nobody else, you know? Like I said, I love Kanye West, I love Dr. Dre, everybody, but, you know.
And Jay-Z, too.
Jay-Z.
Yeah.
But I'm me. I'm me, and I put myself up there with them. They may have, you know, got, you know, more money and stuff like that, more exposure, but I put myself up there in the same category as them, you know what I'm saying? I don't see myself any...
Right.
In the U.S., you know?
Sure.
You know what's cool? You just said how you mentioned, you know, like, Kanye West and Dr. Dre and everything and how, like, you know, like, your own true self. And each of those persons has their own category, you know? You can't compare Kanye West with Dr. Dre, you know? Just,
yeah,
like, you can't compare them. So that's kind of like you in a way where, you know, how, like, the whole album and stuff is all about being you and not trying to be just another copy of a Kanye West or a Dr. Dre. So as long as you just keep doing what you're doing... You know, like one of these days, like 20 years from now, you're going to have some kid that's going to say, you know what, I want to be like J Rhythm and like Kanye West.
Exactly.
And you're going to be added onto the list of all the Kanye West and all the Dr. Dre's, just like anybody
exactly.
else.
Exactly.
Yeah. And that's, you know, that's all fine. You know what I'm saying? I look at that, you know what I'm saying? Like young people or whatever, they'll come up like, yeah, I want to be like you and stuff like that. I'll take that, you know, to heart. But at the same time, I'll tell them, don't compromise who you are. You know what I'm saying? Because don't be like me. Be better than what, you know, I have done and stuff. And that's, you know, what I'm going to preach to my kids and to anybody, you know, so anybody younger is 13 years old, 12, 6, whatever, who wants to, you know, be a producer or whatever, be better than me, you know what I'm saying? I'm not going to hate on that.
And what song do I play first off the Solution mixtape?
I need a soda.
That's what Rola said.
Anybody got a selection, what they want?
Rola? Rola back here?
Let's hear a J-Punk Solution, you know what I mean? Yeah.
Put it okay, the title
it
of it.
To the solution.
Okay.
J-Punk. So, Ambitious Baby.
Here on the Derek Shapiro.
This is the solution.
Yeah.
All right, here's J-Punk.
Rock. Logan.
Here's J-Punk, the solution. Here on the Derek Shapiro Show.
Bitch. Oh, 06. Third time for the charm, motherfucker. Yeah. Yeah. Huh? Rhythm. You know I'm gonna hold you down, dog.
I got you.
Real
man.
Shit right now.
Real talk, yo. Right as block, straight stuck, beefing nobody, seed in the tuck, in the cut, shots to the gut, leave him bent over, bleeding to death, gasping for breath, needing the rest, spit clean like zest, empty a clip into your chest, reloading, ain't you know the process, leave a
fake clown, face down in the dirt, cuz laid down. And my camp stays down for whatever, which means if one got beat, ride together. A lot of cats came to ride forever, but that'll change with the weather. You know what they say, third time's the charm. So the solution, this time we dropping a bomb. Time's up, let's get it on. And don't ask me about Rebel, this is on a whole new level. A lot of lips yapping, about to start the fifth clapping, stiff jabbing. What happened? Knife stabbing, this is not rapping. So shut the fuck up before you get shot the fuck up.
Yeah,
the solution, man. This is how you summarize your equation, motherfuckers. J-Punk been here for years, man. Y'all just now getting my name, though.
Really?
Man, I'm fucking sick of doing additions. So fuck all of that, man. This is the solution,
this is
nigga.
The solution.
Y'all are really fronting on us right now,
this
man.
This is the solution.
The team's getting strong.
This is the solution.
The team's getting strong. Okay, it's on. Battle line strong. How you define me strong? Plus he can't quit. Has spit for too long. Love critics, just people I gotta prove wrong. Let's move on, next phase, new chapter. No talk, no laughter, that number one spot is what I'm after. Master lyrical disaster, close to milliseconds. But I'm faster, don't answer it if I don't ask ya. Straight gutter, don't think I won't blast ya. Got the patience to wait, until you gain some weight. Until you fill up so I can clear that plate. Leave them all hungry, the situation's getting ugly. Now try to mean mug me, keep the heat in close. In case you're trying to slug me, lay outlets and walls. You got some balls trying to bug me. This is how we do, you know the crew. A and B straight gutter, forget the VIP. 23 if you go by my ID. Don't test me, I leave a bouncer needing an IV. So put your hands up, your click think your man's tough. We can get your man stuck.
The solution, man.
The solution.
We ain't fucking playing no more.
No more
third
game,
fucking
man.
One.
Third time,
about
man.
To smash the fucking streets, son.
Smash the streets.
Punk Hitler.
Hitler.
Yeah, that's
bitch.
Right, Hitler.
Hitler,
Hitler boy.
Hitler, bitch.
Give a fuck about some controversy. Man.
Fuck a controversy.
Fuck
I need that, man. I strive on that shit, man.
The solution.
You don't like my name?
The solution.
Too fucking bad,
yo.
Tess and Jay, you a dead cat. People wanna know where my head's at. And cats will talk to that leg clasp. Spit clean, get this dude a wet nap. Hard as the tip of the cock. Hard rap is the dip in the block. Honestly, my dope T, I got it on lock. A and B the click, spit sick like AIDS. Cats want my slate to something like raids. Plus I'm putting rappers in their graves.
Y'all know
I was on the page. When it comes to the stage, I got the master rage. Show the blaster gauge. I must be allergic to your freedom, cause I ain't seeing no cage. Nothing catching up with me except age. Searching for my reason.
Music with a meaning.
Would think I'm all fucked up the way I be leaving. I lead a competition, dreaming, fiending. All this drama's giving me a head rush. Yes men, wise guys, gangsters and pussies can get snuffed. It's really not an issue. The poke holes through your tissue. If the first shot miss you, I guarantee the second's gonna get you. See my aim and my game both off the chain wars right now. Beast every day, little nigga pipe down. You don't really wanna fight clown, and you couldn't last through what I write down. Last time I saw you on the block, you was in an alley sucking cock for a rock. Nah, let me stop, listen up, spitting tough, you getting stuck.
Jake Pump Hitler, man.
The solution, baby.
Yeah, nigga.
This is some fire, man. You know what, man? I ain't even gonna say nothing, man. This is some bullshit, man. Fuck everybody, man. And that goes for anybody who don't like me, anybody who don't like my label, anybody who dissing the camp. Y'all know the name, man. Get at your boy, man. Solution, baby.
The solution.
The solution. The solution. To the hip hop problem. The games are jamming right now. They need us. For real. J-Punk, baby. One. Ev-Rock. John Blaze. J-Rhythm. Y'all know the names. Let's get serious.
Alright, check one, check two. I want you to grab your popcorn, grab all the things you're gonna need for the next couple of centuries, because the Derek Shapiro Show is here to stay. So don't move, don't go anywhere, just keep it locked on to DerekShapiroShow.com.
Hello, y'all, this is Rola, and you wanna lose yourself with the Derek Shapiro Show on the DerekShapiroShow.com.
We are back here on the Derek Shapiro Show here on www.derekshapiroshow.com. Yes,
Damn,
the solution.
Good song.
Yes, that's the song. Now, we have Rola back here again, too. You know, of course, the only singer with Ambitious Records. Rola, is there a lot of pressure? Do you think there's a lot of pressure on you, or do you think it's easy to be the only singer here with Ambitious Records?
I like that question. I don't say that it's a lot of pressure. But I put pressure on myself. You know what I mean?
So you're competing against yourself.
Right, wanting to be the best, knowing that I am the best because of God. You know what I mean? I thank Him every day for giving Him blessing me for my talent. But although I do want that competition because that'll, you know, make me stronger as an artist. You know what I'm saying? But I ain't sweating it. I'm loving it that I'm the only singer.
Sure.
Solo artist. How we go. I got a question for the lovely roller out there.
Because
I know she wants to hear a question from me.
Mondo, yeah. My co-host.
Been burning inside, right?
All right.
Now, this is the question, because I've seen you live performing. You got a beautiful voice.
Thank you.
And I can't wait in the future to work with you and do some songs with you to add on to that.
Yes.
But the question I got for you right now is, out of all the different types of singing you can do, you know, you got like R&B, you kind of have that pop singing, sort of like that whole gospel stuff.
Uh-huh.
Which one, like, do you see yourself growing as and making an impact? Like, what type, as in an R&B, like a soul sing? Because you can hit all kinds of crazy notes.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I mean, you can go anywhere with it. You know, like, you can do pop music, you can do R&B music, you can do that jazz type stuff.
Right.
Like,
I tell
if you had a choice to pick one and grow with it, what would you pick?
Definitely R&B, because R&B is not the same like it used to be.
Yeah.
Like, as far as I used to grow up listening to, you know, the best mamas of the R&B.
Such as?
Anita Baker, Chaka Khan. So many of them. Who else? Stephanie Mills is a good one. Natalie Cole. Aretha Franklin. Definitely her. I mean, they sung what R&B was. You know what I mean? Nowadays, it's like, I mean, Beyonce, she's doing her thing, but...
I just seen Beyonce
yesterday.
They sung yesterday.
Stories. You know what I mean?
In
they sung life stories. Mary J. Blige, I got to give it up to her.
You went to New York yesterday? You saw Mary J. You saw Beyonce?
I guess R&B, though.
I seen Beyonce, yeah. On,
you met her?
On Times Square. I didn't, like, you know, say, yo, what's up? Let's go for dinner. I wish, you know?
Yeah.
But
she was
on the street. She was on the street, and, you know, the pop rocks was everywhere, and I was just, you know, what's up? And she all, like, waves at the fans and stuff like that. But, like, the reason why I asked you that question was because, you know, there's a lot of singers out there that, like, can only do one. You know, like, I know girls that can sing R&B, but can't do, like, you know, pop music and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, with your voice, you can expand to so many different types of music.
I want
to
do it
which
all.
Which is why I asked that question, you know?
And you compared a lot to Mary J. Blige, and who else you compared
Lauryn
to a lot?
Lauryn Hill.
Yeah.
Do you like being compared, or how does that make you feel?
Wow. It makes me feel good, because I guess I'm doing something right. You know what I mean? But I want to be compared to myself because I'm only me, and I'm only going to be the best at me. You know what I'm saying? Like,
And I want to ask you, Rebel, one more question, too, before we get to Walt Patel from Channel 12. But, Rebel, I want to ask you a question, too.
Yeah, get over here.
How does it feel when you all collaborate together in singing? You know, like, when you collaborate with J-Punk, when you collaborate with Vola, do you like the solo songs better, or do you like the intertwined songs better?
Well, yeah, I'm an attention getter, so I do like, but not. You know what? It's like, when I do a song with, like, when Rhythm produces it and I put it to my music, the solo thing is just, it's magic.
Mm-hmm.
And when, like, since they, when me and Ro got together, it's been magic.
Mm-hmm.
And the only person that's, like, get on the mic with is JP, so it's always magic. Right. It's like, you don't get that. So no matter what, like, if I'm mad at these dudes forever, music's always going to bring us back together no matter what, because it's like, that's what draws us.
What draws us.
Lady here. She's
my
you
wife,
know
too.
This man here.
Yes.
And, you know what I'm saying? And me, you know, y'all going to, you know, so it's just.
You got to know me, right?
Yes.
Y'all got to know me. But I'm just, right, it's like I said, the team is like, you're as strong as your team you surround yourself with.
Sure.
You know, and I'm just blessed to know these guys, quite honestly. And just like they say, it's a God-given talent. God's with, and who can be against? That's
sure.
the way I look
that's
at
right.
it.
That's
and
right.
It's not arrogance, and it's not being kind. And it's not, I'm just humble as everybody else, but, you know, we got to eat, too. We got to get
sure.
out there.
Sure, sure.
Not only is Rhode Island, but where I'm from, Wilmington.
Yo, tons. Exactly.
We got to, you know, we're small cities. We got to get our sound out there and heard.
Right.
And we got, right now, I think, A and B along myself, we got something proof.
Sure.
Right.
Well,
so
we're going to make it.
Right.
What's the next song you want to play from The Solution? And also, too, I want to mention, too, if I might add, that Mondo's song is on there, too, on The Solution. He's a guest appearance, yes. Now, what song do you want to play next from The Solution from you guys here on The Derek Shapiro Show? Lose Yourself with The Derek Shapiro Show.
Ooh, well, you know, like, things aren't finalized, but I
can by now, when the show comes out, it'll be finalized.
Yeah, I could say, you know what? Shout out to Ev-Rock. She needs her shine. So let's go with a classic, yo. Let's go with Focus by Ev-Rock, produced by the one and only J Rhythm.
All right. You're going to hear that song. And coming up after the song is Walt Patel from WPRI Channel 12. He's going to be here by his Ev-Rock with, again, Focus here
baby.
On Lose Yourself with the Derek Shapiro Show.
A&B.
That mind is ready, ain't got a minute to waste, cause time is heavy. I'm focused, money's right, chip on the shine, but even God pray if I'm on your mind. I stay focused, never with bad intentions, though stay flowing, and I'm never the last man to go. Focus, let me breathe and please believe your girl stay focused, cause she needs to be. I'm so focused, but I'm frail, so don't think I'm rude. Rap chicks so sick, niggas think I'm a tool. And half of these rap chicks out is watching, I'm different from all them, I'm at rock. Done, meaning kangaroo, the gang is mean, I'm sick like gangrene, and half of you artists can barely touch me, I'm like golden, you really busted, and I'm really hungry, so I spit real truthful, get your mouth off your butt and you'll stop spitting doodle, confident and I'm on the road, punchline fire nigga, so stop, I won't stop till I'm crowned the great, if it takes ever, then I'm down the way, I'm so focused. That mind is ready, ain't got a minute to waste, cause time is ready. I'm focused, money's right, chip on the shine, but even God pray if I'm on your mind. I stay focused, never with bad intentions, though stay flowing, and I'm never the last man to go. Focus, let me breathe and please believe your girl stay focused, cause she needs to be. I'm a focused chick, niggas on my mind and my thoroughness, best all around, you know your girl with you know the girl with. P-Town, believe me, on the grind all day, cause your girl is me. My niggas love me cause I don't get scared quick. That's whatever, then you get your whole crib hit quick. Anyway, let's get back to the picture, cause if I don't get a pop today, the family gets you. I don't hold a gun to carry nine, but have your whole block leaking like it's Perry time. And I'm a lady, so niggas calling me shady. I'm a stick at an 80, mass soup like I'm a back in the brain. You know what the truth is, your girl is ruthless. One hit a quitter, leave your girl ruthless. Yeah, let's go. I'm so focused, I'm focused. That mind is ready, ain't got a minute to waste, cause time is heavy. I'm focused, money's right, chill on the shine, believe in God, pray if I'm on your mind. I stay focused, never with bad intentions, though stay flowing, and I'm never the last man to go. Focus, let me breathe and please believe your girl stay focused, cause she needs to be. I'm so focused, that mind is ready, ain't got a minute to waste, cause time is heavy. I'm focused, money's right, chill on the shine, believe in God, pray if I'm on your mind. I stay focused, never with bad intentions, though stay flowing, and I'm never the last man to go. Focus, let me breathe and please believe your girl stay focused, cause she needs to be. I'm so focused, that mind is ready, ain't got a minute to waste, cause time is heavy. I'm focused, money's right, chill on the shine, believe in God, pray if I'm on your mind. I stay focused, never with bad intentions, though stay flowing, and I'm never to let a minute go. I'm focused, let me breathe and please believe your girl stay focused, cause she needs to be. I'm so focused.
Who let the dogs out? Who? At Hestrom's Pets and Supplies at 2432 West Shore Road across from Warwick Vets High School. They do dog grooming, pet sitting, reptile potties, Nucho Yokanuba, Kennedy Chicken Soup. So give them a call at 401-738-0505. Again, that's Hestrom's Pets and Supplies. Who let the dogs out? Who? Walk for Diabetes, first location Saturday, September 30th, Providence, Rhode Island at Roger Williams Park, Temple of Music at 9 a.m. Second location Saturday, October 21st at Newport Island, Savory, Virginia University, 10 a.m. So come walk with the Derek Shapiro Show. Lose yourself with the Derek Shapiro Show. DerekShapiroShow.com. Sponsored by Neighborhood Health of Rhode Island, ABC6, and Lose Yourself with the Derek Shapiro Show. www.DerekShapiroShow.com. Okay, we are back here. Lose Yourself with the Derek Shapiro Show. And before we get to our next guest, I just want to say that when Rebel was here before, you could contact him for his album information at email him at rebel@rebelbase1.org, okay? Or www.myspace.com/rebelbase1. You can contact for the mixtape 401-432-7337. Or go on to www.myspace.com/rollaamb. Now I'm up to my next guest. Oh, also to my co-host, Mondo. He just left, so he can't be here right now. But I got my next guest, Walt Pateau, second guy from Channel 12, Fox 64. Welcome, Walt Pateau, to the Derek Shapiro Show.
Thank you, Derek.
Yes, yes. I'm glad for you to be here. And the reason why you're here is because, you know, you're doing street stories on me and Rolla and Jay Rhythm, and it's great for you to be here. So thank you very much.
No,
you know?
Thanks for having us.
Yes. And you have a great bio over here. You know, you've been to 9/11 right after the Trade Center came down, of course, unfortunately. I just want to know, what was it like to experience that firsthand, covering that horrific day, you know, in Ground Zero?
We had no idea it was going to be the day it was, because we got sent there early in the morning, so we drove up there, and there was no traffic on the road, and really? As we were heading up there, the story kept changing as far as the number of people who were dead, and I guess the numbers actually kept coming down, but it was very surreal. We didn't know we were covering what we were covering at the time. We didn't know how big it would be, and then to get there and to see it, you knew exactly how big it would be, because all of New York City, downtown New York City, was just shut down. Manhattan was really basically lifeless. Everybody you ran into, the few people who were there had seen it, experienced it firsthand, which is sort of rare in breaking news. Normally, it's hard to find an eyewitness. In that case, mm-hmm. they were everywhere.
So you're never ever going to forget that day.
No, absolutely not. I don't think anybody will.
And did you see the movie, or will you see the movie World Trade Center?
Yeah, I'll probably see it. I'm not. I think it's important for me to see those movies because our viewers, some of our viewers will see them. Mm-hmm. So I need to see it just because it's out there. I watch just about every movie that comes out.
Sure, that's good. And tell me about, you know, you covered Plunger Dome, and I just want to know about covering
Plunger Dome. It all started with Plunger Dome,
yeah,
huh, John?
Yes, yes. I want to know about, like, did you think at the beginning of the trial with CNC, okay, did you think that CNC would be found guilty and go to jail in the beginning?
What did I think in
what
the
was
beginning?
Your hunch?
John, what did I think in the beginning? Did I think he was they're going to get him?
Yeah.
I think it was a surprise right. in how the verdict came down, because it just was a surprise in a way.
Right.
Because the from what I remember, there were the points that were supposed to be proven
right.
were not necessarily obvious to all of us that they were proven. So right. we were under the impression that he might get off, but I think in the end they looked at his, for lack of a better phrase, his body of work mm-hmm. and realized that a guy who claimed he had the thumb right. on the pulse of Providence, how could he not know that all this was going on?
Exactly.
That's how RICO works. If, yep. if you're the head of an enterprise that profits, even if you're not directly connected to that enterprise, even if you didn't take the money, if you're the head of the enterprise, you go to jail.
Exactly. And also, too, you covered the Little League World Series game. I remember that. That was like 10 years ago, 1996, huh?
Cranston,
yes. Because yeah. I used to live in Cranston. And, you know, I remember all the media coverage.
Oh,
that was fun. Were you there at the rally at the Cranston Stadium that day?
Absolutely.
I remember, you know, that
song.
We were
tired. We just got back. We drove
really?
The whole day, and we just got back, yeah.
Really? Because I remember... Where did they play? Where'd you come back from that day?
That was in Pennsylvania.
Pennsylvania, that's right. And a matter of fact, I remember when the Macarena thing song was big, and they were playing at the Cranston Stadium.
Macarena.
The Macarena thing. I remember that. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And it's the 1996. You covered that story. So you've been with the station for how long now? 11 years, right?
Yeah, about 11 years.
So that was your first year being with the station.
Yeah,
when you
second
covered
year maybe. Second or third year, I think Cranston went to the World Series. Yep. Yeah. Yeah.
All right. So we're going to take a break. We're going to play a song. And if you could announce the first song Please, you could be the guest DJ.
Is this the Rick Ashman song?
The Rick Ashman song.
Rick
yes.
Ashman. Yes. How do I do this? Do you just say
this is Rick Ashman. This is My Girl on the Derek Shapiro Show.
Rick Ashman singing My Girl on the Derek Shapiro Show. Oh,
that's correct.
I've got sunshine. Cold outside, I've got the month of May. Well, I guess you'll say what can make me feel this way. My girl,
my girl,
talking.
Shapiro, you're a complete total moron.
This is Walt Buteau, and you're listening to the Derek Shapiro Show.
This is John Velella with Street Stories from WPRI, and we are sweating it up in the basement of the Derek Shapiro Show. Peace. All right, we're back here on Lose Yourself with the Derek Shapiro Show here on www.derekshapiroshow.com, of course. And my guest again from Fox 64, Channel 12, Eyewitness News. The coverage that you can count on, right?
Coverage you can count on.
Well, Walt Buteau. And now, of course, we're here because of Street Stories, of course.
Right.
And John Velella, just like Vanilla.
Viella.
Is the photographer.
It's Viella.
Viella.
It's Villela.
Some people got my last name wrong too. Shimperito, Shimpero, whatever.
Shimperito, huh?
Yes.
The Derek Shimperito. Something you get in a Mexican restaurant.
I know.
Take three tacos, a chalupa, and a Shimperito.
Exactly. Some people ask me if I'm a stand-up comedy. You know, not with this show. I'm a sit-down comedy, okay?
Sit-down comic.
Yeah, sit-down comic. Now, I want to know how you and John find the great stories to make into
dumb luck, Derek. It's all dumb luck. It's just luck.
For 2 years in a row.
Well, how'd we find you?
Well, I was actually downtown, and you were covering the courthouse. Yeah. John, and John
came up to him.
Yeah, came up to him, told him that Tony,
a lot of
on
our stories are by, for whatever reason, connected. Exactly. We just run into things. We run into people. They're people stories. Stories about people like yourself.
Yeah.
Who are, you know, doing something that, I don't know, that the average person will never be in a basement.
Right.
In a radio station that's in a basement in the middle of a somewhat troubled neighborhood of Providence.
Exactly.
I mean, it's just interesting where we are. So it's interesting that you guys are trying to create something out of virtually nothing.
Sure.
And it's just so we look for stories like that. But we do all sorts of stories.
And to make it 2 years in a row for an Emmy nomination, have you actually won it?
I don't want to talk about it.
No, I want to talk about that. But you will.
I'm just kidding. No.
But you will. You will.
That's the Emmy's interesting. There was a movie actually made about the Emmy. That's actually in the New England. Is it the New England film? The Rhode Island Film Festival is playing tomorrow.
Really?
Yeah, a friend of ours made a little documentary, followed us around.
That's cool. That's awesome.
But no, not being nominated was nice. Being nominated in the company that we were nominated in was nice.
That's awesome, and that's great. But my portfolio, that's great. And also, I just want to say, you reported there's a quote over here, junkies for skydiving. Now, tell me about you.
Adrenaline junkies?
Adrenaline, that's it. Adrenaline junkies. I can't even read my own handwriting. Tell me, how was it experience for you, skydiving? Were you nervous? You know, how was it for you? Was the adrenaline
it was fun.
With you?
It was fun.
And then tell me, did you almost chicken out, or did you, you know?
You don't really have a choice once you're up there, because you jump with, you're tandem jumping. So you're in a plane with a group of people, and if you're the only one, you can't chicken out at that point. Everybody else is jumping.
And where'd you do
that?
And
then once you're attached to the guy, if he goes out, you're going out. So it's, at a certain point, you have no choice anyway.
And where'd you do that?
I was over the airport in Lincoln.
Oh, Lincoln, okay. And then, of course...
and a year later, the plane I was in crashed.
Really?
Killing several of the people I had jumped with.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, I'm sorry.
And then Karen Southern, who's now the mayor's PR person, did the follow-up story and jumped after that when they finally decided they could go back up in the air.
Actually, it's funny you mentioned Karen Southern, because I'm trying to get Cicilline on my show.
Yeah,
actually.
Karen Southern's not going to call you back.
She actually
love her.
She actually called me back yesterday.
Oh, she did? How long did it take?
It took a few weeks. and then, of course, before we close, I just want to mention that...
Maybe she shouldn't hear that part of the show. Karen, I love you. We used to sit next to each other, but she's on the other side now, so she doesn't always... what are you going to do?
And before we close, you're on the 5 o'clock co-anchor, okay, of course.
5:30 co-anchor.
5:30, okay.
We call it the sandwich show.
We call it the sandwich
because
show.
Because it's sandwiched between the 5 and the 6. So while it's on, everybody goes to get a sandwich.
Really?
Sean.
Well, I won't. No.
Keep rolling.
I have a question, though. Who's your favorite co-anchor, though? You could tell me.
Oh, come on, Derek. I can't get into
Karen
that.
Karen Adams or Amy DeLuca, you know?
Oh, my. Well, Amy's not with us anymore.
Oh, no, she's not.
They're both great.
Okay.
Been interesting people. Yeah. You know, you end up talking to them between the stories while things are running, and they're both very nice people.
Right.
We miss Amy. Amy left to take care of her kids, which
That's
is
good.
Great.
That's good. And also, too, for both of you being on my show today, I want to present this.
John hasn't been on the show. Why don't you ask John a couple
John.
Questions?
Sweating.
John, just one question.
He's a sweaty. Can I swear on the show?
Yes, you can. You can swear. Let's hear Walt swear.
No.
Come on, let's hear Walt swear.
You know what?
You want to say shit? Fuck.
You go see the movie, you'll see me swear.
Okay, all right. Well, actually, do you ever swear like in between, like during commercial break? Does like Karen and you ever swear?
Well, you try not to swear in the studio because you never know if there's a red light. And if the mic happens to be up on and... I mean, something could happen where the sound could get on there. And you also, the old saying is you treat the studio like a church.
Exactly.
Absolutely. Although in church, you wouldn't see video of somebody who had just gotten shot, but that's another story.
Now, also, I want to present this to you. This is, first of all, to you, Walt. To the restaurant is Sisters on Broadway.
Sisters on Broadway, John.
321 Warren Avenue in East Providence. So right before work, you go there to eat breakfast. And this is for you, John.
Oh, you didn't have to
do that. Yes, yes. Well, actually, they sponsored it, actually. So, I that's why I'm telling the thing on the air.
John's
they're helping me out, and for appreciation for you being here. So you can go right to breakfast,
nice.
Then go
Thank
to Channel
you.
12 afterwards.
It's our pleasure.
Yes. And if you can announce the last song over here.
The last song.
The last song. Of course, Rolla. Rolla.
This is by Rolla?
Yes.
So, how would I start that? What would I say? I would say, coming up next.
Or coming now is just Rolla.
Right now, Rolla with her hit, Diamond in the Rough.
On the Derek Shapiro Show.
Lady Valentina Nail Salon, formerly from Newbury Street in Boston, Mass., is now in the Warwick, Rhode Island area. And go check him out. His name is Michael J. Force. He's a great stylist, does a lot of good stuff with your hair. You can check him out at 6 Freeborn Street, Warwick, Rhode Island. Get your pens out. Once again, that's 6 Freeborn Street, Warwick, Rhode Island. Phone number 401-738-8858. Book your appointment now.
Boy, it is a hot day today. So I think I'm going to treat myself with some Dell's lemonade. And I think I'm going to fill my tummy with some cookies. I think I'm going to buy some Goya products so I can surprise my wife and bake for her. So go to Emmanuel's Bakery Panderia, Guatemalan Exicus at 492 Dyer Avenue in Cranston, Rhode Island. So call them at 401-946-7763 at Emmanuel's Bakery Panderia, Guatemalan Exicus. All right, I want to thank all my guests today for being on the show. I want to thank Rebel. I want to thank Rolla, of course, my J Rhythm, who's producer on my show. And I want to thank Walt Pateau from Channel 12 Fox 64. Of course, you can also catch me on, if you go on the links page, on WBSRlive.com. I was on 88.1 WELH with Mondo. I want to thank my co-host Mondo. He'll be here next time. I want to, and my next show is going to be Roller again. It's going to be IMZ, Mark Searles from ABC 6 News, and it's going to be Sparrow from Jacksonville, Florida, Malevolent Sneaker Tooth, and DJ King Echo from 88.1 WELH. Until then, you have a great 2 months. I'll see you October 15th. Bye-bye.
Yes, it's over. How'd you like it?
I don't know. I slept through the whole thing.
Well, you didn't miss much.